Hey Kings, this is Ola and Lola and Ola.com. Today I want to share with you three signs that your separated wife wants to reconcile. Three signs my separated wife wants to reconcile. So there are three signs that I want to share with you. There are probably a couple more signs than three, but these three are the most important as far as I can see with this. Okay, so the first one is, number one sign is that she's being friendly. Okay, so you didn't just get here overnight. Like, it didn't just happen overnight. Like, separation did not happen overnight, right? So things started to happen probably over years. For the most part, it's over years. Sometimes, bottom line is that over a period of time, there's a breakdown in your relationship, in your marriage, and it led to a separation. It's not a matter of right and wrong as usual. It's not a matter of who is more right, who is more wrong. It's about who wants the marriage back. It's about who wants to get back together. And whoever is the one who wants the marriage back is the one that needs to seemingly do most of the work. But I use the word seemingly very carefully, because a lot of time people may be quiet, they may seem like they shut down, they don't want the marriage back, but they are in fact doing most of the emotional work involved in potentially getting the marriage back. You know, it's painful for anyone to want to end a marriage, even if they're the one initiating ending of the marriage. It's a painful thing to go through for both the person who shuts down and the person who got shut down on, all right? So with that being said, let's get into the three signs. The first sign is that she's being friendly, okay? So if she's being friendly, it's not a 100% green light, but it's somewhat a yellow light. You know, there are certain countries, just in case you don't know, there are certain countries in the world that the yellow light comes on first before the green light comes on. Here in the United States, it's not like that. It goes from red to green and then you can take off. But there's some certain part of the world where it goes to yellow first, right? Just as a get ready, it's about to take off, right? So you don't want to look out for some kind of yellow light, and that's usually when she's being friendly. It's not a guarantee that she's ready to get back together. But at that point in time, you also can let down your guard. See, you may think you're the one that wants the marriage back and you're the one doing most of the work. Like I said earlier, that's not necessarily true. That would only be true if there is no emotions involved in the situation. Some people, the way they shut down is by literally expressing to you that they want out. Some people is by begging that they want to keep the marriage. You can in fact be saying, I want to keep the marriage, but in fact you've exited, and that's what caused the breakdown of the marriage. Topic for another day. But again, if she's being friendly, that could be a sign that she's ready to reconcile, okay? That doesn't mean you should run towards it and start going crazy, okay? And you'll find out why I say that in sign number three, okay? Sign number two, let's talk about sign number two. She spends time with you. Okay, so typically when somebody is not open to the idea of reconciling, they don't want to spend time with you. As a matter of fact, you notice that even if they have to drop off babies, they want to drop off the babies and just keep it moving. If they have to end up in a situation in a room with you with other friends, they tend to avoid that because they are going through the emotional turmoils of the breakdown of a relationship. They feel hurt. The key word is feeling hurt. So you don't want to dwell on the fact that they hurt, or maybe you're the one that hurt them. You don't want to be too particular about that. If they feel hurt, validate that, and it's okay. It doesn't mean you hurt them. They feel hurt, right? So that's typically what happens when a person is exiting a relationship, or they're not in a position to reconcile. They don't want to spend time with you. But with time, if you give them time, they tend to look into the past with the rose gold color lens, right? They look at the good things if you stay out of their face, right? If you give them that time. So if you've given them that time and they start to spend some time with you, subconsciously they start to forget the bad experiences that made them decide that they wanted to exit in the first place. and they start to spend time with you, that could be a good sign that they want to reconcile. So sign number three, that your separated wife wants to reconcile. Sign number three is that you've made sure that you worked on yourself. See, it doesn't matter if you feel like you're not the one at fault. It doesn't matter if you feel like you're the one that's been lifting or carrying the marriage or relationship for a long time. Something happened, and usually it's a function also of yourself or something about yourself, about how you handle yourself emotionally. Something happened. We don't know what that is unless I talk to you personally, but something happened for sure, 100%, that was also part of the reason why the marriage or the relationship broke down. Whatever that thing that happened, whatever that thing is, you need to figure it out and you need to work on yourself first before you try to reconcile with your wife. If you don't, the next breakdown is going to be worse, and it could be a lot more damaging. So one of the things here is that you need to understand that time, patience, it are part of the formula to reconciling and bringing your marriage back to where you want it to be, into bliss, right? Into happiness, right? So don't shut yourself, don't shortchange yourself when it comes to the time that's required to do that. Work on yourself. So if you've made sure that you've worked on yourself, you will also find out that sign number one and two has probably already started to play out, like meaning they are being friendly, they started to work, they're being friendly, number one. Number two, then they start to spend time around you. They could blame it on the children for any other reasons, it's because of friends, but they're okay with the idea of spending time around you, right? It's usually a sign that you've worked on yourself, which is sign number three. So those are the three signs that it may be time that your separated wife wants to reconcile with you. And just make sure those three things are in place, and then you can potentially look for signs to come in and ask for a date, to have a conversation. But if you don't see those signs, if you haven't worked on yourself, especially number three, don't bother. It's not worth it, okay? It's not worth it to be in a toxic relationship or marriage. It's just never worth it, okay? You want to be in a relationship where people respect each other, where people absolutely are happy giving each other freedom to be in that relationship. It needs to feel like freedom, period. All right, that's all I have for you right now. By the way, go to lolaandola.com, or you can simply go to getmymarriageback.com and claim free access to the free book. All you have to do is pay for the membership. It's a one-time fee, like literally pennies on dollar. Okay, so we put a nice deal over there for you. You're gonna get over $500 worth of bonuses. That's over $500 worth of bonuses, just for being a part of the membership or a family here, where we'll basically work together to nurture marriages, to nurture families, to make sure that you don't become a statistics. That's 50% horrible statistics of marriages falling apart. That's all I have for you on this episode. We'll see you on the next one. Peace.